You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 151, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, invest in what you want God to manifest. And join me on today's show is Brishana Miller. Brishana is a business and a mindset mentor for purpose-driven coaches who want to grow and scale their coaching business. Now, she helps women get extremely clear on their purpose, on their expertise and their unique gift so that they can massively transform their business into a high ticket package that they can sell with ease and confidence. Now on today's show, she is going to share the lesson of patience, perseverance and persistence, so very important. She's also going to talk about understanding the weight and power of the gifts that God has placed on the inside of her was nothing to be taken lightly, and embracing the growth process that God had for her, and that's something that we can all learn in our lives as well as leadership at its highest level starts with me. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Anne-Marie. So glad to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to speak to you today. Yeah. So many great, great topics. Share with us, if you will, how did you get into the business of being a business and mindset mentor? Was it something that you'd had an idea about for a while, or were there different experiences, if you will, that kind of planted the seed? And you know what, this is an area that I really feel called to do. How did that transition for you?
So I've always had the seed of entrepreneurship inside of me. So it's something that I knew that I always wanted to do. But I am a pastor's wife, so I have mentored and continue to mentor women various walks of life and really help them in their vision and in their purpose, and constantly trying to help them bring their life up to a new level. So knowing that I had that gift to do that, and really kind of, God just gave me that gift to be able to see on the inside what some of those other women don't see, or actually believe what's on the inside of them, which they once doubted. So knowing that God had gave me this gift in combination with my spiritual gift of teaching, I knew that there was something powerful that I could do in the form of entrepreneurship. And it took me a while to kind of get to that place of really saying, this is it. But after kind of doing some trial and error and, you know, trying a few things here and a few things there, as we all do sometimes, we feel like we have to find our way. I knew that this was something that God had called me to do on such a bigger scale, and do something outside of the church walls, because I knew that there were so many other women who needed that type of mentorship in their life, because there are women who have once maybe fell to the wayside, they stopped believing, they stopped thinking that it could possibly be them for various reasons, experiences and circumstances that they have come across. So I knew that God had one called me to be a light to those women, so that what felt dark, what felt dead, could come back to life again. They could really start to believe in themselves again and really start to take those small steps that would lead them to their greater purpose. Yeah. So that's kind of what led me into that. It was just really my own experience, my gifts, and knowing how God was just really directing and ordering my steps and how I could help other women.
Yeah, I love that. And I think what's such a great reminder in many of the conversations that I'm having, the impact that we can have with the people that we meet, that we can support, as you do with the women that you work with, our businesses really are our mission fields, aren't they? Where we get to inspire and empower, and especially if we can shine hope, and in the hope that we know that Jesus is, that is something that can certainly transform lives. Now, you mentioned that there was some trial and error, and I think for all of us, the lesson of patience, of perseverance and persistence is one that we can all relate to, and someone may be going through those struggles. So, and we have different seasons of our life where we need to be patient again. So what were some of the key things you learned? Were there Bible verses that really helped you, you know, remain focused and trusting Him? How did that pan out for you?
Yeah, so I always say persistence is so important, as we all know, just as in the life of a Christian, regardless of whether you're in entrepreneurship or not, we have to have persistence, but definitely persistence and patience, because naturally we get excited when we start our business and we're anxious and we're impatient and we want things to happen now. But when we are really using our business as a form of ministry and really living out God's purpose in our life, it doesn't always unfold as quickly as we want or as clearly as we want. And that's because we have to continue to realize that there's going to be some areas in our business where God wants us to completely depend on Him. The way we manage or live our life is no different than how we would manage or live manage our business, right? So we have to allow God to be in our business, which means that there's going to be some of those moments where it doesn't feel quite right, or it doesn't look quite right, or it's not going quite right. But we have to realize that all things work together for the good, right? For those who are called according to His purpose. So we have to realize that these, you know, small things that we might be experiencing in our business, sometimes God is really trying to make us better. And while we think it's failure, it's really a setup. But we have to have a different perspective in how we see God really operating in our life and in our business. And I talk about persistence so much because you can't be faint at heart, right? You have to have what I call stickability when it comes to building your business in all phases of your business, growing and scaling, starting. You have to have persistence, because there's going to be those moments where you might feel challenged. And I was just sharing with a few ladies the other day that, you know, God says that His gift is going to make room for us, right? And so the room that God makes for us is the space that we are supposed to be operating in our gifts, in our calling, and our purpose. But sometimes that space where we're supposed to be standing in our most creative ways and in our authority and everything that God has gifted us to do, we have these challenges that come and challenge us in that space that God uniquely designed for us to stand in. And so those external challenges, and sometimes those internal challenges, which could be that small voice that picks away at our doubt, and our confidence would make us want to abandon that space and cause us to question, should I really be doing this? Is this really for me? Did I make the wrong choice? Did I misunderstand what God was saying to me? All of those things come into place. And then the tendency is to want to shift or go do something else because we stop believing. But it's not about not believing. It's about being steadfast and being very persistent, which I call this being consistent and continuing to take action in spite of adversity, in spite of the opposition, in spite of your own feeling. You have to stay where God has planted you. And it's like, if you know that this is what He's called you to do and know that the challenges are going to come, don't give up, but continue to be persistent in your calling, in your purpose, and of course, in your business.
Yeah, so true. And I think, you know, with all of those challenges, sometimes we can then even bring on other situations, such as we know, there's lots of great platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and so forth, where we can see what other people are doing. And it's such a great reminder to stay in our lane, focus on what the gifts and the talents and the strengths that God's given us, and continue to develop those. And I love the way that you've said, you know, our approach and our attitudes are so very important. Be mindful not to grumble, because as you said, God could be shaping our character. He could be shaping a strength or developing a strength in us that we need for the next season, the next growth phase, if you will, of our business. And often when we pray for patience, there's going to be a bit of waiting involved. That's how we grow that muscle of patience, isn't it? Let's talk about understanding the weight and power of God's gifts, because I think so many of us don't recognize the many gifts that He's blessed us with. Have you found that to be true too?
Absolutely. I mean, even for myself, I mean, I think there's some things that are untapped inside of me that I have yet to uncover, and I think it just comes along with spiritual maturity and just having the right perspective, the right attitude, mm-hmm. and just being open enough to really receive what God has for us. Yes. But
I think talking about our gifts, and so there's the natural gifts and strengths, but there's also something that you mentioned, spiritual gifts. And I have to say that it probably wasn't till a couple of years ago that I started to become a bit more curious around that, when one of the people that I was listening to a podcast was talking about that. Speak a little bit more about that, because you said your spiritual gift was teaching. Mm-hmm. And so talk about a bit about what a spiritual gift is, particularly if those people that are listening or watching may not really have understood what a spiritual gift is.
Yeah, so, you know, in the Bible we have the spiritual gifts when it comes to knowledge and faith and healing and all of those things. But mm-hmm. then there's some operational gifts, those spiritual operational gifts that God has given us, some who are teachers, some who are pastors, some who are apostles, some who are deacons and evangelists. So you have those type of gifts. And that is really another way you can operate, you know, in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So God gifted me with the gift of teaching. Now, that was something that I actually used to shy away from, and believe it or not, before I even became saved, I did not like teaching. Mm-hmm. I was in college, and I remember my professor, she said, go to grad school and go teach. And I was like, no way. I just thought it was so funny, because I was like, this is amazing that when I was in college, it was the last thing I ever wanted
it's
to do.
It's interesting that you should do that, that you should say that, because if that's a spiritual gift, the enemy does not want us to tap into that spiritual gift. Because mine's admin, just quickly, mine's admin, one of the top spiritual gift, and I took secretary class as a backup, just in case something went wrong. And I actually had an accident, and I ended up in an office, and I loved it. Interesting that maybe, just maybe, the enemy is keeping you from recognizing what your spiritual gift or gifts are.
So I pushed away from it for a very long time, and then when I started to kind of come into the knowledge of that, of course I wasn't very confident, because it wasn't something that I really enjoyed. Mm. But I kept it to myself. I would pray about it. You know, sometimes I would talk to my husband about it. And even when I talked to him, I was like, I feel weird. I feel so awkward. Cause it just, God was pushing me into this space. But of course, there was that natural resistance. But once I finally just kind of let go, totally just let go, and just accepted what God had called me to, and wanted to honor Him with that, I just fully embraced it and knew that that's what I wanted to bring into my business, you know. And it's something that I've been so blessed to be able to do, and something that I actually enjoy now. I can't imagine not doing, and it's something that I do in my church, and I've taught on different levels with women's ministry, children's ministry, just started teaching in different areas in Christian leadership, and then bringing that also into my business. And just, I love to be able to take time and really walk women through certain processes. So just combining my natural gifts and skills and functioning, what I say is just really in my strength. Mm. You know, God gave me the gift of teaching, which I also see as my strength. And so I bring that into my business. So I never really feel like I'm out of place. I feel like I'm being, my most authentic and sincere self, because I'm like, this is my lane, this is my zone, and this is how God has designed me to operate, and I'm able to help other women, get the transformation that they need.
Yeah. You know, something that you obviously share with your clients is something that I've done over many years my background's in personal branding and communications, and this is where we're really helping people understand their uniqueness, what's different about them. And we talk about things such as characteristics, your personality, that, you know, the experience that you create. However, of course, if we're talking about it from a Christian point of view and the spiritual gifts, when you combine and unite, if you will, all of the different characteristics, the actual strengths, so the physical skills that you have in alignment, or as well as the spiritual gifts, nobody, like we've said it on the show before, our fingerprints are different, but no one on this mm-hmm. earth has a combination of all of the unique elements of yourself that brings you in your package, if you will, and offering that those services to clients. Speak a bit more about this, because I'm sure with many of the clients that you work with, that's one of the things that you often see holding them back. And I wonder how many Christian business owners are just cruising because there may be some beliefs, unfortunately, or maybe the enemy is keeping them from really making an impact. What are some things some insights and maybe some Bible verses that you know is really going to be helpful for us?
Yeah, so, you know, first of all, it says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? Yeah. And even in Genesis, and it says that we were made in his image, which means, first of all, we have everything that we need mm-hmm. to do and be what we were called to do and be and create. So we should never see ourselves from a position of lack mm-hmm. or inferiority or less than or inadequate. You know, it's like, I don't believe that God is looking for perfection. Mm-hmm. He's not looking for a resume. He's just like, I want your heart. I want your obedience. And I want your faith mm-hmm. and your works tied to that. He will do the rest, right? So when we get to that place, I think it's where we can really begin to function at our best. That to me is high performance.
Yeah,
it's not about what we do, you know, and yeah, you know, we like to plan and schedule and all of those things. But I think that our high performance is when we are allowing God to really take over and recognize what he has put inside of us to do. But yeah, understanding that very key differentiating factor is one of the things that I help my women with. I don't like to say my women, but that's just what I'm calling it.
Know what you mean.
It's really getting very clear on, you know, what makes them unique that allows them to stand out from other entrepreneurs. Because of course there's this big thing we hear in the digital world, so much called comparison.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It happens all the time, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to jump in and share that is really kind of what you're saying is that around the high performance, if we realize clearly, without a shadow of a doubt, all of those uniquenesses that we've spoken about today and we know that they are, it's how we've been knitted together, then there's that sense of real confidence, not arrogance at all, but a real confidence in yourself, not from that arrogant way or prideful way, but really that, you know, I am enough because God has created me and I'm working in an area that he is blessing. That once we get all those inhibitions and comparison around, it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It's not going to become a distraction, is it? Because we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is what we're meant to be doing. Have you found that as well in your own life and what you see in the clients once they realize that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's major. I think that that's where our confidence really springs from, and that's why so many women suffer from not having enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they feel like they don't have enough. It's because, one, they don't trust themselves. And I always think that, if there's something that you're not trusting in yourself, then there's something that you feel like God is not quite able to do, mm-hmm. or maybe he didn't get something right along the way. And we know he doesn't make any mistakes at all. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 139, and I believe it's 8 and 9. It says that he will perfect that which concerns me. Mm-hmm. He's not going to forsake the work of his hand. Mm-hmm. And so it's not about us trying to be perfect and doing it perfect, but it says he is going to perfect that. And it's not perfection, it's maturity.
Yes.
He's going to grow it. He's going to cultivate. He's going to increase those things that he has placed inside of us. Mm-hmm. And he's not going to forsake the work of his hands. So if he's not going to forsake it, then we have to trust.
Yes.
Regardless of what it looks like around us, how we see ourselves. And here's the thing, we forsake ourselves. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I have, you don't do that. No. If I have not forsaken you, then why are you sabotaging yourself?
Such a good reminder.
It's like we're almost bringing this grief on ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like it's afflicted. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we don't want it, but we do it to ourselves so much because our faith is just, it's not elevated to where it really needs to be. And it takes time to get to that place. There were times when, I didn't feel like I was up there, and it just really took a lot of prayer, and it took persistence, of course, to not give up. But yeah, understanding what makes you unique. And it's so many things, and it looks different for everyone, from your personality, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, from being extrovert to introvert, how do you connect with women, what feels most authentic to you, what are your natural gifts, your spiritual gifts, really taking a holistic approach and putting that together and saying, okay, this is how I'm going to serve women. Mm-hmm. This is how I'm going to give the value in my service, my coaching program, so that it's going to resonate with a particular woman who needs that. Because you have people who can do the same thing, but they may not connect with that other person.
Sure.
They want to connect with you because of who you are. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just your voice. Mm-hmm. It's your voice, it's your brand, it's everything bundled up in one. So definitely recognizing what makes you different and believing in that, I think it's definitely one of the key pieces, and it's something that I teach the women in my coaching program.
Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when we're not clear and certain in that area, we can often get distracted, because when we assume things aren't working quickly enough, we think, well, I want to do this, or I'm going to do this. Oh, no, this is the next tool that's going to help me. Mm-hmm. And we stretch ourselves way too thin, or distraction is something that can keep us stuck. And it all really drives down to the fact that as business owners, we are leaders of our own business. And I love the way that it says, or you say, leadership at its highest level starts with me. What do you mean when you say that?
Leadership at its highest level starts with self, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost self-explanatory. I mean, so when I, in my program, I talk a lot about up-leveling your business. But it's not just your business, it's also your life. Right? Because I see the two go hand in hand, and it's really getting really clear on, how am I showing up in my day? Before I try to impact someone else, before I try to influence someone else, how am I showing up in my day? Have I done what I needed to do to allow God to pour into me before I pour out into someone else? Because we want to give our best, but we have to, our best has to be cultivated by God first.
Yes.
So it has to start with us. It has to, from discipline, which I know can be a difficult thing, but that's why they call it discipline. But having discipline, self-discipline in your own life, so that when you show up, you don't feel like awkward. You don't feel like an imposter or anything like that in your business. So taking that time to have that quiet time before God, however, it's different for everyone, but just carving out that time, really implementing the right tactics and strategies in your life so that you can be that high performance and high level coach, because it requires a lot. And you really want to show up and give your absolute best, and you are helping a woman go from one side, in their business to the other, it takes a lot of focus. It takes intense work, and you just don't want to start out or approach that from a place where you haven't actually done what you needed to do for yourself. So it could be, something as simple as like your eating habits, your productivity, your consistency, your devotion time. How are you managing and leading yourself, your core, so that you are able to fully help the other person on the other side?
So true. And I think that really goes full circle into everything that we've said, and back to, you know, to be that strong leader in your business, you have to have that sense, security almost, not in ourselves, but in who Christ and God has created us to be. And when we continue to do the work that He wants us to continue to do, and keeping, you know, deeply connected with Him and seeking His kingdom first and righteousness, of course, that is when we reach a level of, satisfaction definitely, but that security, knowing that where we are now is where we're meant to be, and things will continue to increase and increase. And something that I often hear people saying that's so true is when we are able to be good stewards of the resources that we have now and the business that we're generating, even if it is still nowhere near where we want it to be, when we are good stewards with that, we will continue to see it grow and grow and grow. So, Roshana, can people connect with you? What's the best way for them to find out how you might be able to support them?
Sure. So I have my website. You can reach me at just roshanamiller.com, my name. I am on Facebook. My handle is I Am Roshana Miller, and also on Instagram, Roshana Miller. So try to keep it very simple. Mm-hmm. Those are the three main ways that you can connect with me and just get to know a little bit more about my program.
Fantastic. And we'll put all of your links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE151. Click through on that and you'll be able to see all of the ways that you can connect with Roshana. One of the things that I'm doing with all of my guests, and I'd love to do this for you too, is just to close the show today with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Great. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Roshana today and just be reminded of how important it is for us to lean into you and to recognize the gifts, the spiritual gifts, the skills and the strengths that you've created, that you've knitted into us. Father, you know, sometimes that can take a little while. It can take some time. So we really want to pray that if someone is going through that season in their life where they are searching, where they are seeking, that they will lean into you and that you will continue through the Holy Spirit to help them be patient, to be persistent as they continue to really get clear on who they are and where you really want them to direct their business as they're wanting to build that kingdom business for you. Father, we just want to uphold Roshana's work and her business up in prayer. Ask for your continued blessing and favor as she's continuing to make such an impact in the lives of all of her clients. And we just want to pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Roshana. It's probably well after midnight for you, or nearly.
Almost 11:50.
There we go. You're almost in tomorrow.
Almost.
Which is today for me. And it's going to be a brilliant day, but don't tell anyone I told you. Your future looks amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been such a blessing speaking with you. All right, thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.